This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In the SEC's whistleblower program, where they pay part of the settlements to tipsters when fraud or corporate misdealing is found, whistleblowers have triggered cases returning $1.7 billion and $326 million has been paid out to 59 whistleblowers. 53% of whistleblower reward requests remain undecided. 5,200 tips were filed in 2018 compared to 3,000 in 2012. 143 have been filed by one individual. The Philippine prison system is at the top of the World Prison Brief's list of the most overcrowded incarceration systems in the world. In some areas, there are also more than 500 prisoners to each guard. Despite the fact that rising mortgage rates, interest rates, are crushing the refinance market, more mortgage cash outs hit a post-2007 record as 80% of borrowers in the third quarter cashed out $14.6 billion in home equity. Federal court rejected the Trump administration's reduction of reimbursement rates for hospitals handling lower-income Medicare beneficiaries as outside of their authority. The judge said they could either calculate the exact level of the alleged overcharge or go to Congress and request the authority, but they could not act unilaterally or arbitrarily. In a reversal from past government shutdowns, in an effort to blunt some of Trump's hardships, the IRS will pay tax refunds even though they are subject to the shutdown. Economists have revised the estimate of the impact of the gig economy on the workforce, downgrading its employment impact to 1 to 2% and most odd jobs to make ends meet during the recession rather than 5% and growing under earlier guesstimates. Just two states, Kentucky and Iowa, have laws in place that prevent people with felony records from voting. Amazon and Twitter's advisors on touchy issues include Tony Perkins Family Research Council, Grover Norquist's Americans for Tax Reform, and on the left, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Their involvement behind the scenes, designed to tamp down a furor over social media's policing of content, has instead kicked up a new range of disputes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.